already she was tall for her age, with something of that lankiness which marks the early development of a really fine figure. Long-legged, long-necked, as straight as a lance, with head poised on the proud neck, like a lily on its stem. Stephen Norman certainly gave promise of a splendid womanhood. Pride, self-reliance, and dominance were marked in every feature, in her bearing and in her lightest movement. Her companion, Harold Ann Wolfe, was some 5 years her senior, and by means of those 5 years and certain qualities, had long stood in the position of her mentor. He was more than 6'2" in height, deep-chested, broad-shouldered, lean-flanked, long-armed, and big-handed. He had that appearance strength, with well-poised neck and forward set of the head, which marks the successful athlete. The two sat quiet, listening. Through the quiet hum of afternoon came the voices of the two children. Outside the lych gate,